and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Ivanka Trump testifying today in the New York City civil fraud trial looking into her family's business.
Her father gave caustic testimony. Her brothers each spent more than a day on the witness stand. Now it's Ivanka Trump's turn to face questioning into the civil fraud trial, publicly probing into the family business. Unlike her father and her brothers, Ivanka is no longer a defendant in the New York Attorney General's lawsuit alleging Donald Trump's asset values were fraudulently pumped up for years on financial statements that helped him get loans and insurance, something he's been repeatedly proclaiming, including in testimony Monday, to be untrue. In court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Miami set to host a third GOP presidential debate tonight. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Five candidates will face off here in South Florida this evening: Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says this debate comes at a critical time in the election cycle.
I think this is going to be one of the most pivotal debates. We are really excited, but this is a moment that we have to meet as a party.
NBC News is televising the debate, which is co-sponsored by the Salem Radio Network. Greg Clugston, Miami.
The House has voted to censure Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. That's for her rhetoric about the Israel-Hamas war. Newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress continues to work in good faith toward its November 17th appropriations deadline.
We're working earnestly on that. We certainly want to avoid a government shutdown. It's a dangerous time around the world right now. We recognize that, and we're doing our job.
Congress has only a few legislative days on the calendar before the Thanksgiving break, and after that, only about 3 weeks to work with in the month of December. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This is your KNZQ News Flash. While fewer homes are selling, total local home prices are up slightly here in Southern Nevada. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median price for an existing single-family home in October was $449,000, up 2% from the same time last year, but still far behind the all-time high of $482,000 that was reached in May of last year. At the end of October, more than 4,200 homes were listed for sale without any offer being made. That is down nearly 47%, though, from October of 2022. Local real estate experts say a tight housing supply and high mortgage interest rates continue to shape the Las Vegas housing market, possibly overshadowing the seasonal and national trends. Real estate sales are on track to be the worst year since the Great Recession of 2008. The opening of Durango Casino and Resort being delayed. Parent company Red Rock Resort says parts of the casino resort about to open in Southwest Las Vegas weren't ready in time to properly train the staff members. The company had planned to open that property just off the 215 Beltway on Durango November 20th, just after the Grand Prix, the Las Vegas Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix, but the opening date has now been pushed back to December 5th. Company officials say Durango employees will be paid their salaries and tips beginning with the previously expected opening date of the 20th. The carnival is turning into the canteen. Rio Hotel Casino officials say the well-known Carnival World Buffet will reopen as Canteen Food Hall, continuing the trend of former Las Vegas buffets being transformed into a food court, better known these days as food halls, and that will happen come January. It's been described, the canteen is, as a lively space where vibrant flavors and approachable cuisine unite. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
We're having some trouble throwing the transition ramp coming in from 95 southbound to get on to 15 southbound. There is an accident near the end of that ramp to get on to 15 southbound from 95 southbound heading into the resort corridor. Also working a wreck at the west side intersection of Flamingo and Decatur. Moving along safely, though, on 215 as well as Summerlin Parkway so far today. Temperatures continue to fall by the day. Afternoon high is not even going to hit 70 degrees this afternoon under sunny skies. Winds are still here, though, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, 57 right now degrees. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him
check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it right. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local. We were talking before the break about the new numbers out in the New York Times Siena College poll that shows that Donald J. Trump has made huge inroads into the Hispanic community and the Latino vote. Bob Unanue is the president and CEO of Goya Foods, and he joins us. You had a major event last night at Fervent Church involving pastors, Hispanic pastors. Are you surprised by these new numbers that show that Donald J. Trump has made huge inroads into the Latino community?
Hi, Kevin. Good morning. Actually, no. You know, the United States is the second largest Latino country in the world, and we're going to be the biggest group, they say, by 2050. Although I think with the next caravan arriving, it could be next week. But, you know, we need to, and I believe it's been predicted that Donald J. Trump will lead this country closer to God. And the Latinos hold important values of God, family, work, freedom. And, you know, this is what we're talking about. I'm part of America First Policy Institute, which is, you know, holding those policies dear to us. And the Latino community, you know, holds those values. And President Trump is also holds those values. And I think that's why he's gaining support in the Latino community.
Tell us about Faith with Purpose last night at Fervent Church, which all the reports I've gotten so far have been very, very positive.
Yes, you know, with COVID and all this, things, you know, we were working, Goya Foods, we were working because we're an essential business, but work is essential. And during COVID, they closed a lot. It was a war against the working class. They closed a lot of businesses down. But, you know, when you're told by the government, here, we got your back, you just stay home in your bunker and do nothing. You know, you need a purpose. You need a reason to get up every day. God, family, and work. God chose each and every one of us. And if we don't have purpose, we lose our spirit. And that's the most dangerous thing that can happen. You know, we need to value life. God chose each of us. And we can't choose to end that life. We can't choose to diminish that life. We have to value each other. We're not valuing each other. We need to love our neighbors as ourselves.
AOC led the call to boycott your organization. Have you heard much from her?
You know, I said the word blessed. The word blessed was put on my lips by the Holy Spirit. I used it in the same sentence with Donald J. Trump, and it created a lot of problems. But, you know, I had been with the Obamas with My Plate. It's about nutrition and food. And, you know, I wanted President Trump to get closer to the Latino community, which he has. And so the word blessed was put on my lips by the Holy Spirit, and it created a fervor. And people, and I was there to give away 2 million pounds of food. It ended up being over 4 million pounds. But people reacted to that and said, look, you know, and by the way, there wasn't much. We were one of the few businesses working, and we were giving away food because there was none. People had them, you know, loaded in the bunker. But, you know, we again, AOC called for a boycott, and people called for a boycott. And we did so well that we made AOC Employee of the Year. You know, she raised sales so much for us. We really appreciate it.
Did you really? Oh, God.
We did. Well, I mean, it was a joke, but, someone sent that in. I said, we have to do that. We have to make her Employee of the Year.
I want to ask you, because you've come out saying that Latinos can swing the nation back to God by voting on their values. What are the values that Latinos hold dear, and are they that much different than what you and I do?
You know, God, family, work, freedom. You know, I have a daughter-in-law who's from Venezuela. They're fleeing a country that is communist. Colombia, a lot of South America, Central America is turning communist. So people are fleeing that, only to find that here. You know, we're turning away from God. Communism is turning away from God. And those are the values that we hold. And, you know, we need to hold on to those values and move closer to God. We're not valuing life. We're not valuing each other. This whole gender stuff, you know, we've run out of letters. You know, even the letters are fighting with themselves. Everyone's looking at self-identity. Everyone wants their own flag. There's a MAP flag, a minor attracted person's flag. They have a flag for pedophiles. We're so focused on ourselves. If we keep focusing on ourselves, we lose this, not just country, we lose this world. So we got to focus on each other. We have to love each other as we love ourselves. If we don't do this, it's over. And there's no line on valuing life, whether it's in the womb or out of the womb, chopping off babies' heads in Israel. You know, we're just not valuing life. And a friend of mine, Gary Heaven, excuse me, who owned Curves, he said that, I asked him what was going to happen. This is on January 6th. He said, no, you know, God spoke to me and said, the U.S. has to suffer more. We're not ready yet. And I don't know how far we have to hit bottom to realize that we need to value each other. If not, we're done.
Bob Bunanawe, joining us, the CEO of Goya Foods. Are you surprised by Donald J. Trump's performance? We saw the latest New York Times Siena poll. He's up 10 points here in Nevada. Are you surprised with all the indictments and all the court appearances that somehow, some way, this man is not just surviving, he's thriving?
Well, you know, there's no merit to any of these things. And he's been persecuted like no one else. And I wonder why he's persecuted so much. And the reason is, I believe, is because, you know, they're not after him. They're after us. He's in the way. He's the only one that they're afraid of. So they're going after him with everything they have. And people see that. We're not stupid. They see that this is not valid. They see that this person is being persecuted unfairly. And so that just, excuse me, pisses us off, you know, and we're not going to stand for it. There's a certain part of it. I can't even understand how, you know, 30-some percent of the population automatically, you know, votes, you know, away from God, let's call it. I was with the president the other day, and he said, this glass of water could run for president, and automatically they have 38% of the vote. You know, we have to overcome that. Our cities are falling apart, you know, because we're handing things out. When you don't work and earn something, it doesn't have value. And so we're corrupting. We're decaying. You know, we don't have a value as a person. You know, and so the family's being attacked with this gender stuff. The human being is being attacked. And so, you know, we got to get back to valuing ourselves and valuing each other. And you know, these big cities, you know, automatically it's a vote to continue, the handout and the corruption. And, you know, the kids are committing suicide. They don't see the purpose. Back to the purpose. We need purpose. And our purpose is because God has chosen each and every one of us. We have to give back. We have to love each other. We have to produce. And that is going to make us feel good. And it's going to give us the spirit that we need to, you know, have a productive life.
Bob, what do you make of these meaningless exercises known as GOP debates? There's another debate coming up tonight in Miami. The only thing I can see that's good that's coming out of these debates is we're winnowing down the list of folks that might be vice presidential nominees. Your thoughts on what you've seen from these debates? We're down to 5 candidates now. Do we need to be down to 2 soon?
To tell you the truth, I'm disgusted with the GOP. We can't get our act together. We can't stick together. If we did that, and we got rallied behind this president. You know, I like DeSantis, but, you know, the states are important. We need the governorships. We lost Kentucky last night. We need, you know, the governorships. But Trump helped DeSantis get into office. You know, we would have had Gilliam, and Gilliam a druggie. What would Florida look like during COVID with Gilliam as the governor? And, you know, just because they stayed open and worked like Texas did in other states. I'm in Texas right now. You know, DeSantis did well, but it's not his time. We got to rally behind President Trump. There shouldn't be anybody running against him.
Bobby, if folks want to know more about what you're up to at Goya Foods, AFPI, and all the great things that you and your organization are doing, where can they find you? How can they reach out to you?
Well, we have an organization. It's a arm of Goya, which is called Goya Cares, and it has to do with human trafficking. We got behind the movie Sound of Freedom, and, you know, our kids are being exploited, abused. It's not a not-for-profit that's just coming from us. But, you know, Goya Cares focuses on caring for the child. AFPI is an amazing organization that led by Brooke Rollins, you know, and Linda McMahon and so many great people. And what they're doing is preparing for the next administration. And with touching on every facet of American policy and values, with faith-oriented also. So AFPI is an organization that you really need to look into as far as they're working on bringing this country back to where it was. I mean, day one, Biden went in there with 50 executive orders, unraveling everything that Trump did, and look where we are today. We have a disaster. We're on the verge of World War III, you know, and we've just moved so far away from God, and Our economy is a disaster. Every foreign affairs is a disaster. We need to get it back. This election is so important. It's existential. And it's not just in the United States. You know, we have facilities in Spain. And, you know, you can transition at 12 years old without your parents' approval. So it's something that is so essential for this, not just the United States, but the world.
It is incredible what's going on in our world today. We've got multiple wars. We've got stinging inflation that is impacting everybody. Bob, thank you so much for all you do, and to all the good folks at Goya Foods, thank you so much for being a part of our show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you.
Bob Unanue, joining us, the CEO of Goya Foods. And America First Policy is a great organization, so check it out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We've got a debate tonight, 5 candidates on the stage. What's it all going to mean? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has 2 convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, Marla Letitia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby, will be talking about the Blue Zones coming up bottom of the hour. And don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Eddie Diaz. We're talking about the role of the Latino vote in the 2024 presidential election. So far, it looks like it's swinging towards Donald J. Trump. Karl Rove was on Fox yesterday. Don't know if you caught this. And his reaction to the New York Times Siena poll that shows Trump is beating Biden, in particular, is up 10 points here in Nevada. This was Karl Rove yesterday on Fox.
In this New York Times poll, President Trump was leading Biden in five of the six swing states. Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin are all those swing states. Biden campaign is basically blowing it off. They say that the year is 2011. It's 1 year out from Election Day. And the New York Times has just put up polling showing President Obama trailing significantly in battleground states. Flash forward to present day. The New York Times just out polling about President Biden. The team has consistently proved Politico's wrong, and with your help, we'll do it again next year. Is the Biden campaign in trouble, or do they have a point that we're a year away?
They're in trouble, big trouble, and the fact that they can't admit it is going to put them in even deeper trouble. The poll has a whole galaxy of things that ought to concern the White House. Support among young through the floor. Support among Latinos dropping. Support among blacks. President Trump has 22% of the black vote in the six battleground states. And the six battleground states themselves, only of those six battleground states, the only one in which President Biden leads President Trump is in the state of Wisconsin, and he leads him by two. If President Trump flipped five of those six battleground states where he's in the lead today, he would go from 236 votes in the Electoral College to 289, and with it take the White House. And that's not the end of the bad news. Here's some worse news. The margin over Biden, they not only tested President Trump, but they tested Nikki Haley. In the six battleground states, Donald Trump is ahead of Joe Biden by a combined 4%. And if you take all six states together, about 3,300 sample, big sample, but Trump is up by 4. Nikki Haley, who's not as well known as either Biden or Trump, is up by 8. And a generic Republican, just simply saying, what if it's Biden against a generic Republican? Biden is behind by 16 points. So, you know, this is bad news for the White House. Better than 7 out of 10 in the survey in the battleground states say is too old. And better than 2/3 of them say he lacks the mental fitness, mental acuity and sharpness to be effective as president. Yeah, you get into the issues and he's in trouble on those as well.
I think you'd be digging like the minority voters, too. Hispanics. And African-Americans, yeah. And that poll, if it's right, I mean, Republicans have never been that high with black voters in America.
Karl Rove with Bill Hemmer yesterday on Fox. Coming up, Marla Letitia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby. We're going to talk about the Blue Zones and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Golden Knights going to try to shake off a disappointing loss when they host the LA Kings tonight at the Fortress. Puck drops at 7 o'clock, and the tip goes up at 7 o'clock at the Thomas and Mack Center.